ABC News.
Rima Chia with the news headlines. Defence Minister Richard Marles says the release of Bali bomber Omar Patek will be difficult for many Australians. The 2002 terror attack killed 200 people, including 88 Australians. Mr. Patek was jailed for 20 years in 2012 for his role in the bombings, and he's now been released on parole for good behaviour. Richard Marles says the government is seeking assurances from Indonesia that he will be properly monitored. State and Territory Energy Ministers are expected to announce a shift away from coal and gas in favour of dispatchable renewables at a conference in Brisbane. Ministers are expected to agree on a new capacity mechanism to help with the transition, designed to incentivise energy producers to invest in low emissions technology that can be used at times of high demand. It's the first of two meetings this week focusing on how Australia can avoid skyrocketing power prices, with National Cabinet scheduled for Friday. And thousands of homes and businesses are without power across southeast Queensland after an overnight storm that brought more than 250,000 lightning strikes. Power company Energex says more than 20,000 homes and businesses have been affected by power outages, with nearly 14,000 of those on the Sunshine Coast. Heatwave conditions continue to grip much of the state, with some areas expected to reach 40 degrees. ABC News.